Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with a great history and a history that American children do need to know about. Absolutely. There's a lot of discussion, however, about what kind of history they are going to learn and whether or not parents should have any role in determining what is learned or what the content of education will be, public education. There's a column, it's provocative and very well written as always, but one that I fundamentally disagree with. And Jill Lawrence is kind enough to join us again on the show. Jill Lawrence is an award-winning columnist and the author of the 2017 book, The Art of the Political Deal, How Congress Beat the Odds and Broke Through Gridlock. She's a former columnist for Creator Syndicate, U.S. News and World Report. And her most recent column is called Republicans Can't Erase Diversity or History, but they're trying so hard it hurts. Before we get into that, Jill, can we just pause for a moment? I just saw a headline from another recent column. You're talking about the golden age of bipartisanship and that we're in at the moment. Does that mean regarding Ukraine?
Well, that's where the column takes off from, but that's not really the only place that there's bipartisanship these days. There's a lot of nuts and bolts bipartisanship going on of things that have been waiting to be done, you know, fixes for the Postal Service that kind of cut across ideology, and they're just very practical. And now there's negotiations going on about competition with China. You know, these are sort of the economic realities that people are interested in. You know, you're not going to get agreement on the Biden agenda or, you know, conservative agendas. So, but there are places where Congress is working together, and I thought, particularly with the Postal Service, which took 15 years to get this thing passed and was just, you know, I think it's going to be Rob Portman's legacy, the Ohio Republican who's retiring from the Senate. You know, there's people looking for legacies these days and people looking to finally fix things that haven't been, just been sitting around for a long time, nagging problems, and kind of putting the lie to the fact that Congress can't get anything done ever.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that one thing people have talked about for years and years, but and appears to be on the verge of changing. They still need to get approval of one is the daylight savings issue, the idea that we're not going to. But this impacts the way that everybody lives, though right now apparently there are some people who want to have permanent standard time, and then there are others who want permanent daylight savings time, but there seems to be agreement that switching twice a year is not a good way to go.
No, that is the case, although I thought this was another tremendous feat of bipartisanship, but it turns out that the Senate was taken by surprise and that there are people who have never actually thought about this and it hasn't been debated or discussed in committees. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I think maybe the House will try to do it the regular way and have a discussion. And I think you're right. You know, people want the same time all year. The question is, which time is it? Is it going to be lots of daylight in the evening and kids standing and waiting for the bus in the morning in the dark, or are we going to stick with standard time all year? So, yeah, I think whatever happens, whichever way it goes, it will be bipartisan in the end.
Well, let's hope. And again, it's just one of those annoying things that you can actually fix. Now, when you're talking about the golden bipartisan era, haven't you been struck a little bit about how much Americans seem to be brought together and in a very emotional way by what is going on in Ukraine? because I can't think of anything, certainly not since 9/11, where the nation seemed to rally. And here this is rallying for a country that's far away that most people didn't know anything about until this war started. And I think it's a good indication for our country, don't you?
I think it is. I think it's, you know, Putin is kind of a rallying point. He's the opposite of rallying around. He's the rallying against guy, and I think people see Russia as a real threat, as they should. And, I think... You know, a lot of people alive today have been through the Cold War, and we know what it's like. Some of us actually had the nuclear bomb practice drills when we were in elementary school. So it's a real deal. And of course, so many Americans are either immigrants or they have ancestors who immigrated. So I think it's a very big deal. I think it's very good that both parties and independents and everyone is united on this for the most part. You know, there's some outliers in the Republican Party that have been, told that they're outliers and to knock it off. So, I mean, there is an unusual degree of unity. It doesn't really cut out the politics entirely. I've got another column coming tomorrow that you probably won't like very much, but it's a situation where everyone knows which is the right side and which is the absolutely brutal, unprovoked, evil side. So it's
this helps bring us, and it's a good segue, if you'll pardon me, to the column where we disagree. One of the problems in American politics recently has been both parties describing opponents as evil. And we've gotten that a lot. Conservatives are guilty of that a lot. Liberals, I think, are guilty even more, but maybe I'll say equally guilty. But all of a sudden, something like Ukraine highlights what really is evil, which is attacking a country with no provocation, plenty of warning, but no provocation. The war aims seem to be the erasure of this country from the UN and from independent existence, and the brutality of the Russian campaign, I think, gives people a much better perspective of what's a disagreement and maybe an awful opinion that you don't like, and someone who is perpetrating evil and cruelty every day, every hour.
Well, that is true, and I'm not sure which column you're referring to now. I write about Ukraine as in a lot of different ways.
I don't disagree with you about Ukraine. I'm referring to the column that says Republicans can't erase diversity or history, but they're trying so hard it hurts. You don't like Governor DeSantis.
Well, it's not that I don't like Governor DeSantis. I look at some of the things that not just he, but other politicians are promoting and trying to accomplish, and they do hurt people. You know, in Texas, they hurt trans kids and trans parents because they're trying to get treatment for children with transgender, you know, diagnoses. So that hurts people. It hurts people in Florida when you're not allowed, you know, a five-year-old's not allowed to talk about their two moms or two dads because, you know, a teacher is afraid they're going to get fired. You're not supposed to talk about being gay in the classroom. You know,
the law doesn't say that. The law doesn't say you can't talk about it in the classroom. It says it shouldn't be part of the curriculum and for kids between kindergarten and third grade. And the whole law's
appropriate for the whole rest of the grades. And so who knows what that is? You know, I think teachers are pretty nervous, and it has a chilling effect, and it's singled out, you know, a type of person and a type of household. It's, you know, to me, it's
okay, stick with me. We have one more segment. Let's go directly back to that and the controversy in Florida and elsewhere coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Award-winning columnist Jill Lawrence, who is always provocative and always substantive when she writes any of her syndicated columns through Creators Syndicate, U.S. News and World Report, and for many years with USA Today. where I've been proud to be a member of board of contributors. The we're talking about her one of her most recent columns, which is entitled "Republicans Can't Erase Diversity or History, but They're Trying So Hard It Hurts," meaning it hurts people. And then the subheading: "Governor Ron DeSantis and his allies have pushed me into new territory." This is Jill Lawrence. "After decades of visits to Florida, I've decided not to go there for a while." So let me just throw one question to you, Jill. Do you acknowledge that many of the people on the other side of the disputes that you talk about are overwhelmingly concerned with having some kind of parental input or control of the education that their children receive, and that that's not necessarily a mean, bad, or destructive impulse?
No, I don't think it is. I do think that, you know, to me, diversity is what makes us great. It's just a mixture of people, different religions, different races, you know, different ethnicities, different gender identities, different sexual orientations. There's a lot of different kind of people in the United States. And I guess I don't agree with the idea that certain types of things should be off limits in classrooms. Now, how they're taught or how they're discussed, you may have input on that. You may have parental input on that. I guess one of the things that kind of bothers me is inconsistencies on parental input. You know, you have a situation in Texas where parental input on medical care can get you investigated by the state, or at least it did until a court stopped it. And then you have a situation, you know, where the Republican response to the State of the Union address that President Biden gave was, we're leading a revolution in parental rights, you know, parental input in education and controlling, you know, their family lives, which they have a right to, but not in Texas. So, I mean, you know, which is it?
Wait, I'm sorry. What in Texas do you think does not support this idea of parental input?
Well, to say that if you're getting medical care for your transgender child, that's child abuse and you should be investigated by the state. That's what was happening there until court stopped it.
Right, and I think that I'm glad the court stopped it, and I think that is a terrible idea. But again, should we now accept the notion that there is a public responsibility to support what is a very controversial issue, which is doing medical treatment for very young children based upon a diagnosis of gender dysphoria?
The medical consensus doesn't really support this type of treatment for very young children. I'm not an expert on this, but I've read a lot about it.
And
you know, it's a parent's and doctor's decision. And I think people are very cautious when kids are young. But, you know, why should the state get involved in it?
I agree with you that you shouldn't command an investigation of parents based upon a parent seeking that kind of treatment. But I don't think that kind of treatment should be mandated to be paid for by the state if necessary. I mean, one of the questions that you have is just how much the government is going to be involved, and substitute government dictates from the choices that parents have. I mean, I do think that.
Well, that's always a line. But I mean, the other issue here is, and that's been very much in the news, is racial issues and race history and who feels hurt by, you know, a Holocaust book or a book about slavery. And, you know, these are issues that should be taught, obviously, in age-appropriate ways. But I, you know, would not like to see a situation where we didn't have kids learning about why this country is the way it is and how we've always tried to live up to our ideals.
No, nobody has talked about that. And again, the idea that people behind these bills limiting what you're going to, the way you're going to draw up curricula so that they do not follow a curriculum based upon critical race theory, what that has to do with it, and many of those bills actually specifically say that it is essential for kids to know something about black history. It's essential for kids to know about slavery and the great evil it was and the enormous struggle, which is in many ways America's defining struggle, to rid our country of slavery. The problem with black history is to say that this basically, the one institution has defined the essence of the United States from before the Revolution. And that the Revolution was really a fight to defend slavery, not a heroic fight to expand liberty. And that...
Yeah, you're talking about the 1619 Project, and I'm not. I'm talking about just all the systems that have been in place and still have not been totally eradicated. Housing discrimination, just all kinds of things that persist to the present day, and there's a huge wealth gap because of it.
People should learn about, but again, there's also a huge issue, and this is part of what is such a concern about parental input, about age-appropriate material. And this goes to the way you're going to teach a range of subjects. And which brings us back to the Don't Say Gay bill, which even the New York Times, by the way, has recognized that they had a whole full page where they reproduced the actual bill. And it would not mean that a child gets in trouble if he says something like about a gay identity. It also does not mean that it would be okay for another child to insult another on that basis, because those are issues that come up in classrooms as well, which is how are you going to guarantee that the kids are not victimized by that kind of discrimination or hate speech, you could say.
Yeah, I have to have some sympathy for teachers in these cases, because you just never know when you might say something that someone will decide is not age appropriate, or is too much of a lesson, or however you want to put it. I mean, we just had somebody fired somewhere for reading a book, kind of a slightly raunchy kids book that he had no idea would offend people, but that was it for him. So it's very capricious, and when you say needs to be no lessons till after third grade and nothing inappropriate after that, well, those are vague terms.
Jill Lawrence, appreciate your coming on the show, and it's gone very quickly because there's a lot to talk about. Come back and join us again. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The month-long Russian war in Ukraine is on the verge of entering a stalemate, according to NATO intelligence, with Ukraine forces preventing Russia from making progress, but Russian President Vladimir Putin showing no willingness to back down. Belarus, a close Russian ally, may soon let Russia position nuclear weapons on their soil. Belarus has already allowed Russian military to use its territory to invade Ukraine. The Senate Judiciary Committee opened their Supreme Court confirmation hearings today, with Republicans promising pointed questions for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Committee senior Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa promised the Republicans would ask tough questions about Jackson's judicial policy without turning the hearings into a spectacle. And Senator Lindsey Graham noted Democrats had opposed some Republicans in the past who were black or Hispanic, and he and his GOP colleagues wouldn't be deterred from asking probing questions. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show. She's not on the line right now, but just to give Jill Lawrence some credit, she does have a column recently that came out a couple of weeks ago, actually, that I agreed with completely. And headline was Canadian Truckers' COVID Freedom Fight is Absurd Next to Ukraine's Struggle with Russia. And she writes, there's nothing like a real crisis to expose the folly of one that's fake, especially when they both claim the same fundamental right is at risk. In one case, that's freedom. In the other case, it's, in quotes, freedom. As shelling, gunfire, lies about genocide, and Russian recognition of two breakaway Ukrainian republics signal war may be imminent. You can tell it's old. It's increasingly difficult to ignore absurd exhortations about standing up to creeping tyranny, the terrifying shift to dictatorship, and the fight for freedom in that totalitarian dystopian known as Canada. And what she's referring to is Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman from Colorado, who compared the Russian invasion of Ukraine to the clearing of a truckers' protest in Ottawa, saying, we also have neighbors to the north who need freedom and need to be liberated. Now, of course she meant it jokingly, but it did at the time, it seems to me, deserve some of the blowback that Congresswoman Boebert got for, in a sense, minimizing the profound evil and loss of life that the Putinistas have perpetrated in Ukraine. Speaking of controversial social issues, the House passed a couple of days ago a bill to prohibit discrimination based on hair. Now, should this be controversial? Is this really something that was necessary and pressing? And the Associated Press story shows that people take this very seriously. This is the story. Black people who wear hairstyles like afros, cornrows, or tightly coiled twists should not face bias in society, school, and workplace, the U.S. House said Friday in voting to make it explicit that such discrimination is a violation of federal civil rights law. There are folks in this society who think because your hair is kinky, it is braided, it is in knots, or it is not straight and blonde and light brown, that you somehow are not worthy of access, Democratic Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman said. She's the lead sponsor of the bill in the House. The lead sponsor in the Senate is Cory Booker. She said, well, that's discrimination. The House voted 235-189 to prohibit discrimination on the basis of hairstyle and texture. The bill now goes to the Senate, where its fate is uncertain. President Joe Biden has already signaled he would sign the bill known as the Crown Act into law. 14 Republicans voted for the measure. The bulk of Republicans voted against it, calling it unnecessary and a distraction. They said protections against hair discrimination already exist in several federal laws and in the laws of at least 11 states. Which is exactly to what? Do we need more federal law on this issue? Jim Jordan of Ohio said, this is what the Democrats are focused on, 14 months of chaos, and we're doing a bill on hair. Part of what Ilhan Omar said back to him is, these members who are mostly male and white, who have never experienced this kind of discrimination, who don't have the ability to actually speak to it, really should leave it up to the policymakers who have done the work and who have experienced this level of discrimination, the progressive lawmaker said in an interview Friday. Now, it's interesting. She wears a hijab. She covers her hair. So would that be covered by hair discrimination? No, I think it would be covered by other prohibitions on religious discrimination, because obviously that is a recognized factor for many, if not most, Muslim women. Okay. In addition to afros, cornrows, and twists, the bill mentions protections for other hairstyles and textures of styles that often draw prejudice against black people. In 2017, and this apparently is the case from 2017 that created a lot of sympathy and some of the energy behind this bill. Twin sisters were told by their high school staff in Malden, Massachusetts, to remove their box braids. Jeremy, do you know what box braids are? What are box braids? No, Jeremy has a hairstyle where he doesn't have to worry about this. They refused, saying the policy was discriminatory and unevenly enforced. School administrators told them that the ban on hair extensions had been designed to foster a culture that emphasizes education rather than style, fashion, or materialism. And for refusing to comply and to remove their box braids, whatever they are, Deanna, a runner who had qualified for the state finals, was kicked off the school track team. Maya was removed from the softball team and told she couldn't attend the prom. Okay, this is the kind of thing, idiot thing, whatever school administrator who did that. And again, I'm not clear what box braids are, but really, if you don't have a generally announced standard hairstyle that you're insisting on, and even some of the clothing standards that are there, that are often enforced in school, have been challenged in courts. But if the idea that you need the Congress of the United States to be debating what kinds of hairstyles would be specifically protected, Senator Booker, who I mentioned, he was a presidential candidate. He's the lead sponsor in the Senate. He said the bill will ensure that all people can wear their hair proudly without fear or prejudice. No one should be harassed, punished, or fired for their natural hairstyles that are true to themselves and their cultural heritage. Okay, my hairstyle, my hair is kinky, and it really is. There's people have asked me on occasion whether I treat it in any way to get it so kinky. And the answer is no. This is me. Now, did this prevent me from being teased and derided when I was much, much younger? Of course not, because people do sometimes get other folks in school. And in fact, there was one particular guy. I remember his name. I remember almost nothing about him except that he was anti-Semitic and racist. And this is, we're talking in fifth grade. And he would regularly insult me for my N-word hair, and which is a way of combining all kinds of nasty insults. I have absolutely no idea what happened to this individual. But he took it to the point of using anti-Semitic slurs and throwing rocks at me on the way home and walking home from school. This was a bad dude. And in any way, he probably turned out to be a saint, I'm sure. Maybe he found someone wonderful to marry and changed his entire outlook. Would that work for Vladimir Putin? That remains to be seen. There's also another fight that broke out between two Senate candidates, and this is just for a primary debate. It's between two Republicans, two pro-Trump Republicans. Oh, Jeremy's showing me what box braids look like. Yeah, I've seen that style. It's the braid. Why do they call it box? I guess because there's squares that are left on the scalp there. We will get to the fist fight between Senate contenders and transgenderism and swimming coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is this issue that honestly is so very clear. I'm not saying it's a good and evil issue like Ukraine versus Putin, but it's an issue of sane versus insane. And that's the issue of transgender athletes who are allowed to compete, and because it never goes the other way. You will never, ever, ever find a transgendered male. In other words, somebody who is a woman but has transitioned into being a male who insists on competing with other males. It's just not going to happen. Though it does happen the other direction. And of course, the most a dramatic note about this is the Leah Thomas, who used to be Thomas. In any event, when he was a male, he was never finished higher. His average ranking wherever he was swimming was 462nd, and now he is finished first and first and first. She is now transitioned to she. And there are a lot of other swimmers who have spoken out against this because it's not fair. Males have different musculature. They have a different development. They have different physical capacities. It would be as unfair as if you mix together female basketball players with male basketball players. And yes, I know Brittany Griner, who's 6'9", she might do just okay. But it still is a tremendously different kind of physical status that you have if you have grown up through adolescence as a biological male. And there was a Virginia Tech swimmer who just ripped the NCAA transgender participation policy within a letter because this particular swimmer finished 17th. And then 16 were taken to the finals. And she said that because there were some males, biological males, who had been allowed to compete against females, it feels like the final spot was taken from me. And this is what a parents of another swimmer, female swimmer, spoke out about the transgendered athlete's win. This is clip 14.
Our parents have a female swimmer swimming this weekend at the NCAA championships in the 100, 200, and 50 free. We do not support a biological male swimming in the women's championship meet against females. It is an unfair advantage.
I think even more so, they asked the question how he felt about winning, when really, how did the rest of the women feel about having the stress of dealing with this, you know, knowing they have to swim against them. So a girl that got 9 doesn't get 8. A girl that gets 17th doesn't make All-American 16th. A girl that got 39th, potentially, if they took 38 girls in NCAAs, she didn't get to come to the NCAAs because a biological male took their spot. I think everybody's got to be civil about it. I call him Will Thomas. He's a human. We should respect that and what he wants to do with his life. But this isn't the place to do it. It's taking opportunity away from females that have worked very, very hard for a long, long time, even before college, to get in this position. And it's just not right.
In other words, it's wrong when people say that folks who oppose this kind of classification want to take away the rights of transgendered people to do athletics. That's not true at all. But it does indicate that if you're going to do the kind of athletic event where gender makes a tremendous difference, where normally people don't compete or don't participate in males and females together, that you don't gain some kind of advantage that undermines the efforts and the competitive ability of all of the females who remain competing as females. I also mentioned this Ohio Senate primary, which has about 5 serious candidates, including J.D. Vance, who was cooked up a lot of controversy when he said he didn't care about what happened in Ukraine. A lot of Ukrainian Americans in Ohio, but the fistfight that nearly broke out at a televoted primary debate involved the two of the leading candidates, Mike Gibbons and Josh Mandel. Josh Mandel, former state treasurer. Mike Gibbons had been a Senate nominee before. Does this sound like they stood up and they were confronting each other, and they looked like they were about, and you can see the video, about to get into it? I mean, really clobber each other, and it sounded like this.
I can tell you.
You filed that with the Federal Elections Commission. You stock in Chinese Petro.
I personally didn't buy the stock.
You made millions off it, sir.
I don't think I made millions off of anything. I'd love to have made millions off of Chinese Petro. First of all,
Shanghai Shenda and Chinese Petro.
Buying a second. You may not understand this because you've never been in the private. No, you don't.
I do.
You've never been in the private sector in your
life. All right, I worked.
Squat.
Two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked. Don't tell me I haven't worked.
You don't know squat.
It's okay, right?
You don't know squat.
Two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked.
Back off, buddy. You're gonna die.
You backed off.
Oh my God. Never. That'll happen.
Sit down.
Never.
Watch.
Watch.
We'll square it away with the
wrong dude.
No, you're guys. Dealing with the wrong guy. You watch what happens. You watch what happens. All right, guys.
This is not one of the greatest political moments for either gentleman. And by the way, I can sympathize with President Trump. He hasn't made an endorsement in this primary campaign. And I think this will probably help to convince him stay away. This is not something anyone wants to get involved with. How about Turning Red? It's a big hit movie from Pixar Disney. It deals with some serious issues that have long been ignored in previous animated films, such as, well, listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
An adorable 13-year-old Chinese-Canadian girl is transformed into a giant red panda whenever she gets too excited in the latest from Disney Pixar, Turning Red. In theaters and now streaming on Disney+.
Is everything okay?
I'm a gross red monster!
Has happened already?
What did you say?
This odd and original film has drawn considerable acclaim for its focus on early adolescent girls coping with the complexity of periods, coming of age, and parental relations. But despite its PG rating, the appropriateness for small children is dubious at best, and the cultural and ideological messages suggesting that friendships are ultimately more important than family connections will provide grounds for debate, but not much in the way of cinematic fun. In the long tradition of brilliantly animated Pixar pictures, Turning Red stands out more for its complex content than its creative genius. 2.5 stars for the audacious Turning Red. And on the Michael Medved show tomorrow, Jill Lawrence mentioned a teacher who got fired for reading a humorous children's book. This is in Mississippi. The book, which is not one of those classics I have ever taken time to consume, is by an author named Toby Price, and it is called I Need a New Butt. Should it be appropriate to read that kind of book to children? We will discuss that next time. Also, Don Young, who was actually a great guy and was a really big asset to the Republican Party. Alaska only has one congressman, and he had been Alaska's congressman for years and years. He's 88 years old. He was running for re-election, but he passed away over the weekend. So you'll never guess who's considering a bid to replace him. Somebody very famous. We will talk about that tomorrow on the Medved Show. And then a Colorado school district recently announced the end of their outdated class ranking system, and that beginning with the class of 2026, there will no longer be a class valedictorian. Why not? Well, the reason, we'll talk about it tomorrow. And then there are 100 students at Yale Law School who disrupted a bipartisan panel on civil liberties, including a frequent guest on this show. And they intimidated attendees and caused so much chaos. Now a federal judge says that any of those students who identified should not be eligible for clerkships on a high judicial level. I think that's brilliant, actually, but we will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.